Let's go to sport now. Bridget Tunnicliffe is in the studio. Kia ora, Bridget. Hallelujah, the All Whites finally won their first game in nearly a year. But it might not have helped their caretaker coach's chances of getting the full-time gig, right?
Yeah, it's not necessarily a sealed deal. And former All-White Fred de Jong says the team's attacking struggles may hurt interim coach Darren Beasley's chances of taking over the team full-time. The All-Whites broke their seven-game scoring drought when they beat China 2-1 in last night's second friendly. De Jong says if New Zealand want to play attacking football, Beasley, who took over from Danny Hay, may not be the best option.
We saw a lot of the similarities with what was happening under Danny Hay, you know, good possession, but not that ruthless up front. So I would probably, you know, if you want to see change, then you've got to change the personnel.
New Zealand Football have previously said the search for a new coach would continue after the China matches. Manager Antonio Conte has left Premier League club Tottenham by mutual consent after 16 months in charge. Conte called the Spurs place selfish and criticised the club's culture in a news conference after their recent draw at Southampton. Tottenham are fourth in the top flight but are out of all cup competitions. The Black Caps spinner Ish Sodhi says adjusting to the conditions will be the key to success in tomorrow's second one day against Sri Lanka at Hagley Oval. The hosts crushed the tourists by 198 runs in game one in Auckland, posting 274 before skittling Sri Lanka for just 76. Sodhi says the challenge for the young Black Caps squad is to produce back-to-back performances.
One of the lesser experienced groups that we've had in a while in playing ODI cricket, I think, you know, a really big part about this team is adapting to the different conditions, and I think going to Hagley was going to be a completely different wicket to what we had at Eden Park, and because of international cricket being so stop-starty, I think it's really important to adapt to that quickly.
Meanwhile, Tom Latham will return to international T20s for the first time since 2021 to captain the Black Caps in their home matches against Sri Lanka and away series against Pakistan. Canterbury's Chad Bowers and Henry Shipley are the uncapped players in the squads. Ko ngā Pūrongo, hākinakina.